Hello, this is Paul Anderson. Each week on Artist Life, we feature a different artist or band and give a little of their life story each day. This week, Metallica. The band's first studio album after Cliff Burton's death was And Justice for All in 1988. The album was a commercial success and was certified platinum. The album also gave them their first Grammy nomination, but they lost out to Jethro Tull. The next album was to be produced by Bob Rock, who'd worked with Aerosmith, Motley Crue and Bon Jovi. The album was called Metallica, but it became known as the Black Album. The Metallica album was remixed three times. It cost over $1 million and ended three marriages. The release was also delayed to 1991. The album was huge, debuting at number one in 10 countries. It brought the band mainstream attention. It eventually became certified 16 times platinum. A huge tour ensued, during which James Hetfield suffered second-degree burns, having walked into a 12-foot flame where one of the pyrotechnics had gone wrong. Consequently, and not surprisingly, on later tours through the years, the band demanded a huge insurance policy as part of their rider.